Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2015 T-Mobile New Horizon International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Ulrika Benestad. Tell us why you're here and what you're doing here at the festival.
I'm here with the Film for Kids program, where we're here from Norway and from Poland in teams of a writer and producer, and we've been working in three sessions trying to develop films for children. And this is our final session where we perfect our pitches, and tomorrow we're going to pitch our films for the film industry.
Wow, are you nervous?
Yes.
It's perfectly, understandable, of course. Well, before we start talking about your film, let's talk about you and your background and how you got started in the film industry, and maybe a bit about, your background.
I'm a trained actor, so I worked as an actress for a few years. I trained in London, and then I came back and I started, I've always been writing, and I found that a lot more interesting than doing acting. So I've been writing and producer primarily for theatre and for theatre institutions, and kind of getting into film. So this will be my first, I've written a few shorts, but this will be my first feature film.
What about films for children? Where did the interest in making films for this specific target audience come from?
This will be my first film for children. I've been writing a lot of theatre for more like youth and young adults. But my film in particular has a lot to do with my family and my background. And so it just kind of happened naturally, I think. And I think it's very important to make films for children.
Yeah.
Well,
and what are the challenges of working on a film for children rather than working for a film that's intended for an adult audience?
Theater. Yeah, it's a lot in the way it is presented and in the language with it. And my biggest obstacle is, of course, that I don't have any children. So my characters, the child characters, tend to either be very, very, very smart, too smart, or too stupid, because you don't really know how they react what the children are like when you don't have any yourself. So just kind of like try and just go with it and figure it out.
Right. Do you try to remember what it was like being a kid yourself?
I try, but it's hard to pinpoint what I was like at the age of five. Apparently, I was a very, very smart five-year-old. No, I wasn't.
Well, I was.
Yeah. I was. No, see, that's the thing.
So how did this workshop help you in kind of creating something that is intended for a kid's audience and overcome all these obstacles?
First and foremost, we have probably some of Europe's best tutors. Mm. They're absolutely amazing, and they give us so much individual focus. And they're ruthless. I mean, they can look at a project and they'll like say, this is absolutely crap, you need to change that. So there's no tiptoeing around things. We go straight into the script, see what's working, what's not. And also when you're working such a collective process like this, we have all the other teams giving each other feedback and trying to solve these individual problems in each project. And it's really working.
So can you tell us a bit about your project? And maybe I'm not going to say pitch it for us, but tell us about the story of the film and maybe a little bit about what you can say to us about it.
Well, my film is called The Plastic Soldier. And it's about a young boy who has this amazing little plastic soldier who he can talk to. And this little boy's dad is a Special Force Marine soldier. He's one of a kind. He's got such a special set of skills, and he's irreplaceable. He's a super soldier. And one day his dad comes home, and he's been injured from combat. And normally when he comes home, he stays for a short amount of time, and when he starts feeling the traumas and like the triggers of war, he just goes out again. So he's never been confronted with the backside of his work, what happens when he comes home. But this time he's injured and he's not allowed to go out again, so he's trapped. And this little boy, he starts seeing another side of his dad, and this injured man with this invisible wounds of war and the scars that soldiers come home with. And he needs to help his dad like get back into one piece again.
Yeah. It's not like the typical children's film, too. It's a little. There's a little more to it.
Yes, this is probably one of the few projects in this whole in Film for Kids Pro that's not for children. My film is a film about children, but more towards an adult audience. Yeah. But it's using children as a tool. Seeing this is a film, a war film, but it's about children and seen from a children's eye.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, this perspective then is very important.
Yes, it's yeah.
A lot of times, cinema nowadays for kids, you doesn't look at the perspective of children, or rather, the perspective itself feels a little artificial, and it's always the same. It creates kind of this thing where kids' films are kind of the same everywhere and very repetitive. Do you find that to be true?
In some aspects of it, yes, and I think that's what's so great about this program is that you have. Don't even know how many films we have here, but you have such a huge variety of children films, and there are some seriously incredible projects in this program. So if we can get them all through, we're looking at a big variety of children's films in the future.
Great. So you said that you're a writer and the writer of this film. And so let's go back to the process itself, maybe get into a little bit more detail of how the process, you know, what it entailed so far, what it has entailed so far in the kind of workshop.
Well, my film has been difficult because the story about a hero, it's a lot to do with my family, and we had this World War II hero in my family, and everyone's been trying to live up to it, and I tried to write the film from World War II with my family, but it was a bit too close, and you know, you need to tiptoe around some issues as it entails your family that I couldn't do. So I had to modernize it and set it into, well, nowadays, and a soldier coming home from Afghanistan and Iraq. And I think that's been one of the biggest challenges and what's been helping here with the program, that you get the tools to look at the story as a whole and as a story and not bring in all this background to it. But this is a story, this is what you need to do. Leave everything else behind and focus on what you will be telling.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And final question. You come from a theatre background. What differences, what are the major differences of writing for theatre and writing for cinema?
I think it's a less off, because you can tell so much with the camera, just, you know, by a close-up, where, as in, you know, a theatre, when you're miles away from the stage, you need probably about 5-6 extra lines, which right. You can tell with single camera shots. So I think it's just writing what's necessary, cutting everything else out, and making it so intimate.
Yeah, in other words, you have to visualise it very, very meticulously.
Yes. Yeah. So a lot of my scripts, I have to go through them a lot of the time, because I have, like, cutting 20 pages at a time from a first draft.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes.
How many drafts have you gone through?
Oh, quite a few, especially on the treatment form. I think I've got about 5-6 different treatments before we start in the actual scripts.
Good.
Yes, it's a lot of work that goes into this.
Right. Well, I wish you all the best with your pitch. Oh, I mentioned the word again.
Yeah, no.
But no, it sounds like a very interesting idea, and you know, I'm sure it's going to take off. And well, I hope so. And I wish you all the best once again.
Well, thank you.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.